Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Alright, so yeah, so this is new. Welcome to the Grand Rising Morning Show. You can catch us on Live 365 once this is recorded. We're live on Facebook. We're live on fucking Blog Talk Radio. We're working on a lot more. It's going to come. Patience, take your time. Everybody keep on telling me, like, yo, you got to get around some motherfuckers that got money so you ain't got to worry about a motherfucker, you know, feeling no type of way towards you, because I have a lot of people that tell me, like, I remember, just to not really get into the morning show, but I remember someone told me, they was like, Curtis, you know what you're talking about. A lot of people's not going to like what you say. You know, a lot of people is not going to like that you're not intimidated to speak the truth. And, you know, a lot of people want to be like you, but they can't be like that because they're afraid of what people may say, or what their family members may say, or what whoever says about them. But a lot of people want to speak like how I speak, because I speak with truth. I speak with love, but then I'm just going to tell you just how I feel about stuff, you know? And it's my opinion. Everybody doesn't have to agree with my opinion. You ain't got to agree with what I say. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, just think about what I say. But without further ado, man, let's get into this music, because that's really what I come on here for, is to play these artist music, man. They send me music. If you want your music played on the Grand Rising Morning, I'm still getting this in my head, this first show. If you want to get your music played on the Grand Rising Morning Show, make sure that you send your music to BHINDTHESC. Well, hold on. It's still morning. I just woke up. BHINDTHESCENAIR. PLAY@gmail.com. That's behind the scenes airplay. Make sure that you only send your music in MP3 format only, because Blog Talk will not allow us to download anything else. So it doesn't matter if you send a link. I'm not going to go and the extra mile and, you know, transfer it from whatever file you send it to, YouTube or SoundCloud, and I got to switch it over. Then it's too much. Like, so just send it in MP3 so we can load it up right there, man, and bam, you in there. You feel what I'm saying? You also got the behind-the-scenes radio hats, and we're going to be coming out with T-shirts and a lot more. But without further ado, let's go with we're going to start with JT Music. Make sure you go check out JT Music. We're going to start out with JT Music Pleasure on Behind the Scenes Radio on the Grand Rising Morning Show. Here we go. Let's go.
Sit down and talk for a minute, so I can tell you how much I love you, how much I need you. And lady, never felt a love like this before. And it's all because of you. All because of you. You. Treat you like this, baby. Never had a real one love you like this, baby.
Halloween, yes, H-O. Okay, next song is going to be Amy and Lee, the girls on flee.
Zero to Michael Myers. I told the nigga right up front that I don't like a liar. me if you wanna. You gon' see good liar, light up in my eyes. So don't even try to come to my with my fire. Woman power, yeah, you like it when I claim a title. Lady rifle out on the track, I send bullet showers.
Everywhere I go, they be looking at me.
Anybody that was listening on Blog Talk, I had my mic off, so y'all didn't hear the very beginning, so let me start all over. Welcome to the Grand Rising Show, the very first show of the Grand Rising Show. This is just me starting. It's the beginning. Yes, I'm in my room, in my house, starting from nothing. Everybody that's ever made big started from nothing. While Disney started in his motherfucking garage, Walmart, look up all these places. They all started from nowhere. So if you have a dream, do it. I'm going to tell y'all something that I've been going through. Well, not that long, but I've been going through this, right? So I was dealing with an artist. And I had, me and this other artist had an idea for a show, right? Things fell out, right, over my, I'm gonna say my mess up because the other person truly does not understand me to feel like if I tried to fuck him over. He truly does not know me like he feels like he knows me, because anybody that truly knows me knows that I will not try to fuck somebody over intentionally. If you truly know me and you truly say you my friend, you my homie, don't say you my homie if you truly do not know me. And anybody that knows me, I tell artists all the time to get BMI cap. I tell them all the time, like, before you send me your music, make sure, and even after you send me your music, make sure that you get BMI, because, say for instance, someone put your music out, and it's your music, right? And they're playing your music, and they feel like they're stealing your music. If you got BMI, you go sign up for BMI, it don't matter, even if you feel like they're stealing your music. It's your music, and once you get on BMI and you sign up for that music, you put that music down on BMI, it's yours. And no one can take it. My fault, because I'm watching a news and this y'all at the same time. My fault, right? So, I look at the best in everyone. I don't know why I do this, but I do. I try to look at the best in everyone. So me and this artist, he got mad at me because I put some of our music, not his music, because it's not his, because he didn't buy it from me. I'm not selling my beats. And it's our music because without my beat, you wouldn't have been able to make the song. No music that anyone puts out, not even Dr. Dre, not no artist in the music industry has made a song all by their motherfucking self, unless they produced it, wrote it, they did everything on their own. Unless you do that, you don't own the music. You got to split it. You have to share. Did your parents teach you how to share? My parents taught me how to share when I was younger. Hold on, we got a little one at the door. What's up, little one? You want to come and say hi to everybody? Say hi, everybody. No, you can't play the game. It's too early. You got to leave out, though. I got to finish my show. Once you finish my show, then you can play, okay? All right. So, back to no one owns their music unless you produce it. Even if you go on YouTube, even if someone sells you a beat, you still don't own that beat. You still don't all out own it because the producer is still making money off of it. The producer's going to make money off it just like you're going to make money off of it. I don't know. I like to share. I want to make sure that everybody makes it to the top. I'm not trying to hold this shit for my own because I understand that if I try to hold everything to myself, motherfucker gonna want to kill you. You not sharing, nigga? You gotta share. I share. Okay, so anyway, so that happened. It fell out. He's coming out with some stuff. People know who I'm talking about. This person knows who I'm talking about. If this person doesn't understand that I love this motherfucker, I love everybody, but this person I love because I know without a shadow of a doubt, this motherfucker got it. When it comes to this rapping shit, this battle, this motherfucker got it. Now, everybody has their own stumbles in life and fuck-ups and learning experiences. It was a learning experience to me that everybody is not like me. Everybody doesn't think like me. Everybody is not like me. So it's another learning experience in my life. So this is the crazy thing about self. It's why I believe in myself. I'm feeling kind of down. Like, damn, like, what am I going to do now? I've been saying I'm going to come out with something. What am I going to do now? So usually, premonitions and thoughts come to me when I'm in the shower. I don't know why, but I like taking scarlet, hot fucking showers. I don't know why, but that's just what I like to do. I like really, really hot showers. So I'm in the shower, and whoop, another idea pops up in my head. Now, I've seen on YouTube that, well, it wasn't YouTube. It was an interview. I can't remember exactly the two people that were on the interview. I think it was, I can't remember who it was. Hold on, let me. I got my background playing. I'm tripping, see, because I don't have the controls. I'm having to run it off my phone. And, we got the background. Well, background music that the people on Blog Talk can hear and Facebook, you all can hear the background music. Anyway, but you all will hear it if you go on that. Anyway, so what was I saying? So I've seen this on YouTube, and it made so much sense to me because it happens to me all the time. When you get an idea for anything, you act upon that idea within 24 hours. If you don't act upon that idea within 24 hours, it just becomes a memory. And you don't really act upon it. If you wait 3 days, by 3 days passing by, you're not even thinking about it anymore. It was just something that you thought about at the moment. By the fourth day, you don't even remember it anymore. By the third day, you don't even remember it anymore. So yesterday, I'm in the shower, taking a shower, getting ready to go somewhere. It pops into my head. Bam, and we're going to start it today because I seen that on YouTube, and I was like, you know what? I got to take advantage of that. So for anybody that will be watching this or listening later on, when you get an idea, you act upon that idea right then and there. You don't take your time. You act upon it right then and there. You get an idea to make something, an idea for a song, an idea for a beat, an idea for a form, an idea for a painting, an idea for a company, an idea for anything. You act upon it right then and there. Because at that point, you're really excited about it. Because you're thinking in your head, another $1 million fucking, another $1 million. Because every idea that pops into your head is $1 million. Or it can get you more than that. Or it can start a new venture in your life or something new in your life. So as soon as you think about something, you do it right there. All right, y'all? Now, we got to talk about this. This is something that we got to talk about. As a matter of fact, we're going to play two more songs. And then we're going to come back. And we're going to talk about, what's his name off of Family Matters? Was it Family Matters? Yeah, Family Matters. He did a video shoot with a transgender, and a lot of people's talking about that. I wanna jump into this conversation real quick because I probably have a different look out or look on it. But I'm confident in who I am. A lot of men are not confident in who they are. A lot of people, like I said at the beginning, they're worried about what other people say and do in their lives, and what they're worried about what other people are going to say about them, you know, and he doesn't seem like he was worried about that, but we're going to go back to the music. That's why I want to set it up where I can do everything on my I can do everything on here, on Facebook. I got to figure that out. The way that I can put on here, it's the way that I can put my blog talk on here and be able to click on everything and have everything running on here. I know it's the way that I can do it, but I'm going to figure it out now. Like I said, today's my first show. I'm just starting this, so bear with me. It's just the beginning. The next track that we're going to play is... Ooh. Who is Richie? We interview Richie, young Richie, on the show. Richie is the game's protege. So check out that interview that we did with him on Blog Talk Radio. But we'll be right back. This is Who is Richie featuring Eric Billinger on the Grand Rising Show. Let's go.
Richie. I wanna be a man. Cause if I can't do it, no one can. Whoa, whoa.
Flyest women I ever seen. With your matching Louis clutching your mattress to lean. You got a vibe about yourself that's impeccable. You move a little different round the town, you're respectable. Your aura's cloud nine and top notch. You've been fly since the sandbox and hopscotch. You know Fosse, Yum Yums and Pop Rocks. I'm trying to make you the one to fill in the top slot. Yeah, you glow up and sew up. I put a couple grand in your hand just to show love. Whatever it takes to get a date, let's believe that your time's in need won't be a waste. I'm extra.
If I can't do it, no one can. Whoa, 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 whoa. I wanna be that guy who gon' hit it like water. If you with it, then I'm with it, we could go there. Then you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, do everything that a nigga need. Cut from a different cloth, you a different breed. Making plays with your nigga following his lead. Millionaire mindset, brainstorming what it seems. So elegant, body with intelligence. Your ex trying to flex, don't stress, he's irrelevant. I'm trying to shoot my shot, ain't nothing funny. Like Clay from the top of the tray, that boy shmoney. I'm trying to vibe with you. Build a little bit, spend some time with you. Yeah, whatever it takes to get a date. But believe that your times of need won't be a waste. I'm extra.
If I can't do it, no one can. Baby,
I wanna live the American dream, but I can't sleep cause Eric Gardner and George Floyd said I can't breathe, and everybody criticized Kaepernick cause you blame him, and then a cop murdered the father with the same knee. I can't breathe, yo, act like y'all don't see the problem. Ever heard a grown ass man calling for his mama? And I know her heart broke, she heard him call her while he dying. Who rotting? Fuck a protest, we bout to riot. Listen here, right? We doing this for Tamir, right? 12 years old when they shot him, they took a kid. Like, I'm down to go to war for this shit. Them motherfuckers slaughtered the kid. I want the cop who ordered the hit. Man, somebody gotta stand up. He hopped out of his car with his can up. Shot Michael Brown with his hands up. 6 times, 6 bullets into an innocent. Fuck 5, they get suspended and still get benefits. Us in this shit. Right here, it's gonna stop with us. No more, I mean no more. Letting cops kill us. If we coming to the protest, we bringing mops with us. And them bullets going through that vest, we got cop killers. Cause ain't gon' be no change or blame. We gon' blame for blame. When them bullets run out, we gon' stand. They gon' hand for hand, hood on. Like I'm Trayvon with a can in hand. It's hood on. That's a hate crime. That's a class to save. And y'all act like y'all don't see this shit. I really can't believe this shit. Burn this country down, we don't need this bitch. Y'all asking why we ride, cause we tired. I'm asking why you quiet when you know it's people dying. I know my people trying, but it's hard out here. Saying all lives matter, that's just all out where. All lives matter, but you okay with blacks getting killed? Living in this country on our backs, man, we built this bitch. Yeah, I take this way hard, cause cops killed my little brother, rest in peace to Dre Laws. Then left him bleeding on the ground, and to keep it real, I feel like every cop around that building need to eat a shell. Acting like it was a standoff, bitch, I need a chair. Lying like he was still in that building, he was bleeding there. They even put it on the news, but do y'all think they care? His mother's crying, cost a crunchy, do y'all think they had? We should air, cause there's nothing left to do here. Cause after he killed Dre, that motherfucker murdered Pooh Bear. It's all fault, cause we should've seen the problem coming. Got it jumping back when they let Bibby super stop for fun. How many of our people gotta die for nothing? We ride looting, burning buildings cause we tired of suffering. They even killed Fat Cat, we done cried enough. And when the fuck we going stand up cause we tired of ducking? Fuck a peace walk, we don't need that. I'ma take this peace I got and get my peace back. Tell Malcolm that his plan is coming, and we kneel for the national anthem because it stands for something. Everybody saying fuck it, we got city problems. It happened in our city, this a city problem. Y'all overlooking the point, that's the city problem. But get in line cause then it's time to see who really riding, who really trying to make a change, and who just talking about it. What about Ayanna Jones since we talking about it? 7 years old, she was in the house. They blew her brains out while she was sleeping on the couch. I'm peeping what it's about, it's like the color of our skin. It's the reason why we suffering to win. I just wanna see my people stronger while we bring the suffering to them. Taking mansions while we suck up in the pen. And we settle for this shit, we the gods and they the devils to this shit. Fuck talking cause it's levels to this shit. I'm ready for this shit, get it popping, it's whatever in this bitch. Tell the cops wait. Never gonna forget.
How many times they gonna kill us? How many times we gonna march? Go home, be hurting, and no results. Before we realize that that ain't gonna get it done. Y'all wonder why they crying and looting and burning buildings? Cause they don't give a fuck about you. You wanna hurt somebody, you go after them. You wanna bring down their organization, you go after their money. So burn it. And when they rebuild it, burn it.
Now look, you know the same shit that I'm on. It's a lot of people out here that try to, and the only way that we're gonna change things is if we fuck them up the same exact way. You gotta touch their money. These police officers out here, the only reason that they killing is because they know that they still get a pension. They don't get no pension. You start fucking with their money, they going to stop killing you. We stop killing ourselves and we stand, they'll stop killing us. There's different ways. I don't know. There's so many different ways to change it, but no one wants to come together, I guess. I don't know. It's a lot of us that want to come together. I'm confused. We're all confused. We're just living. You feel what I'm saying? But I want to get on this subject real quick. Like, so, guy from Family Matters, what is his name? Darius, what's his name? Darius. Well, we all know him as Eddie of Family Matters, right? So Eddie did a photo shoot with a transvestite that's very well known, and people are jumping on his case about making some money. Now, I can see where everyone's coming from. I can see where everybody's coming from. But there has to be a but in this. But if that man knows who he is, why is he, if you know what you are, why are you worried about what other people think? Let's get this money. Because there's something. It was on Vlad TV for a reason. That's where I seen it at. Now, let's understand something, that Vlad TV has been getting people in trouble for a long time. A very long time. And and he's been in the industry for a long time. If you think that any one of your favorite rappers, artists, movie stars have not did some things that you would not agree on, we all have did some things. Now, just because he took a lot of, fuck that. Nigga, get your fucking money. You know who you are. I'm going to speak for myself. In my opinion, nigga, you know who the fuck you is. If you gay, you gay. If you not, you not. Make your fucking money. And as you see, if you follow Vlad, he also came on Back Horn there. He was with the mother from Family Matters. I don't know if that's his real mom. He may just call that her mom just because, you know, I do that too. I know a lot of older women and they give me a lot of wisdom or whatever and I call them up. So, the man says that he's engaged and that he's married. If his wife agrees with what he's doing and was okay with what he's doing, who gives a fuck about your opinion about what he's doing, because it's putting money in his pocket, in his family's pocket, in his child's pocket, in his child's mouth. So who gives a fuck what you think about what he's doing? Because most of y'all motherfuckers on there talking shit about him is broke as fuck and miserable. You may not like what the fuck I just said, but I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, that man got to make his money. And if that's the way that he's going to make his money, so be it. As long as he's putting money in his motherfucking kid's mouth and his house, who gives a fuck? Because be sure that every man has did some fucked up shit that they do not want to do to make sure that their family had food on the motherfucking table. Believe me this. This nigga, listen, I'd rather him do that than go out here and go rob a nigga. I'd rather him do that than go rob a nigga. Stick a nigga up for another man that ain't got, and you take it out of another man's motherfucking mouth. I'd rather him do that or something else. But who gives a fuck how that man is making money? He's making his money. So fuck what y'all think. That's how I would feel, and that's how he feels. Because he's like, fuck what y'all think. I know what I'm doing. I know I ain't fucking this motherfucker. And he said that's his friend. I know gay people. As a matter of fact, I've lived with gay people. I never took, listen, they say they distance, I say my distance. And we both knew the fucking what was on. What it was. You like what you like. I like what I like. Hey, it is what it is. I don't know why people get so turned up in their motherfucking underwear. Now, what irritates me is when the gay people or the transsexual or whatever you want to, LGBT or whatever you want to call it, pushes their sexualness on children. That's when I get irritated. Because as a grown man, you can't push something on me that I don't want, but a child is going to suck it in. They suck in everything. They absorb everything. So even if that child, keep it away from the children. Let them children be children. Let them grow up. Let them decide whatever they want to be on their own. They don't need influence in bad ways, bad influence in their lives. Or and bad influences could be seeing mama bring different men in the house every day. A bad influence could be seeing daddy with different women all the time. A bad influence could be so many different things. So let's give our children good influences. Let's give people good influences. Let's stop judging everybody just because they sin differently than you or don't cover up their mistakes as well as you, because a lot of people out here, they know how to cover their mistakes. Somebody will jump on you for what you're doing. And they doing the same thing. The only thing different is don't nobody know that they doing it. You feel what I'm saying? So stop doing that, people. Stop doing that. Just stop. Next music break, after we come back, we're talking about Kanye and his mask. Because this nigga, I love Kanye, man. I love his music, man. But we got to talk about that, man. Come on. We got to even talk about his shoes also. I got to talk about that also. All right, so next track that we're playing is Blueface Bali Dream Team on the Grand Rising Show. We'll be back.
Top Squad.
I got the bling bling, look at my ring ring, all of my checks bling, I'm on a dream team. Wrist frostbit, little bitch, my niggas are slime, but they crisp, and we don't concept shit, just drop me a dime right the tip, these niggas is fake, they ain't legit, I run with them apes like baby shit, if they see it, they like it, they taking it, ain't no 488 on some racist shit, we don't stop at no light, bitch, we taking it, and I'm dropping the top, erasing it, you got a basic bitch, my bitch foreign and she rich, I'm Mediterranean, not a friend, she thought my AP was a lamp, I got the bling, bling, look at my ring, ring, all of my checks, bling, I'm on a dream team, what a life, PG, time of they beat. I got this Johnny from Switzerland, straight to the plug, fuck the middleman, mine like I'm over, I ain't feeling them, I done ran out that stack, I done denim, if you wanna get rich, go get it then, you can sit on your ass and get dividends, I ain't stopping till I get a million, on my way to the top, pavilion, I'm prevail on these niggas, talk shit, we pull up, we left shell on these niggas, SK Carbon, ain't no problem, we gon' solve them, don't beg my pardon, we gon' pardon from his mama, I got the bling, bling, look at my ring, ring, all of my checks, bling, I'm on a dream team, what a life, PG, diamond AB, yeah, diamonds way too bright, you cannot see me, Cartier specs on the whole life, yeah, and I ain't got no respect for them, they some groupies, now back to the blue cheese, she came from Louis, bitch I'm Supreme, Alex McQueen, yeah, but she choosing.
Fuck it, I'ma just take this shit over them.
Bye. You need this?
Of course. Underdog in my town, one night, you be gone.
Yes.
Used to riches, bad bitches,
hey.
Fake niggas get Armstrong.
Yeah.
3-point, star shooter,
hey.
Hawk sent me no Atlanta. About to cop this new Paddock,
yeah.
And my bitch wants that new Birkin. I'm with the stars, dog,
yeah.
Just looking the rage, dog.
Look.
call the coroner. I'm from the bottom, too many losses. Now I'ma fill my cup, grab my nuts, I deserve it. You know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga. You know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the pinky lip down shit. Well equipped niggas know the vibe I'm on. Stretch 600 bumping bad bunny with a bad bunny hoe. I know you want me to rain on you. I'm just trying to see what you and your friends gon' do. Cause I need a model. Show me attention. I'm enough, double your cup when you all in my section. Cause I got the gang out, so much to mention. You know we outside, watch how you slide. Niggas ain't dancing. Cause you know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga. You know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe.
You know the vibe.
You know the vibe. You know the vibe. You know the vibe.
If you want to call in to the show and let us know how you feel, the number is 516-595-3 05 on the Grand Rising Show. Or if you just want to get something off your chest, if you just want to talk about how you feel or whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about sports, you want to talk about what's going on in your neighborhood, in your part of the town, in your part of your country, because we're heard all over the world in 36 different countries. And now we are on the platform of Live 365. It's the app. You can go download it. And then also go type in Behind the Scenes Radio Boot and we pop up with playing 24/7, 365 days a year. Nonstop, baby. We all it's on and on. Anyway, right, so let's talk about Kanye West real quick. Let's talk about Kanye West real quick. So Kanye West, he's different in a lot of different ways. I believe that he is a genius in a lot of different ways. Understand that Kanye West is not like all of us. When you got money, you can do things that you can just explore with shit. And I'm pretty sure his new thing with the mask. I seen the mask and that motherfucker looked scary. As well as his shoes. Understand something. When you go look up slave shoes, which I don't understand why he did. But a lot of people are walking around with these Yeezys on or wearing slave shoes. 2021 versions of slave shoes. Because when you go look up slave shoes and then go look at Kanye West shoes, he made them motherfuckers to look just like slave shoes. So you're walking around with, you paid however much, I'm pretty sure it was more than $100, probably like $200 for the shoes. So basically, you paid $200 2021 slave shoes. Because them motherfuckers look just like. They're made exactly like slave shoes. Just 2021 version. So you just bought you a pair of slave shoes if you bought a pair of these. I ain't never wore a pair, and I'm not buying them. And I'm not wearing them. Even if somebody tries to give them to me. The money on some slave shoes. I'm just saying. And if you're willing to buy some slave ships, in slave shoes. Go ahead and do that. But something wrong with you if you buy a slave shoe. Also, it was a lady that had 14 miscarriages. It's 14 different miscarriages, 16 different. I've seen more than that, though. Okay, miscarriages and four losses. They still baby losses. I don't know how they try to separate all these miscarriages. You lost the kid. But then she had a 14-pound child. My son, both of my kids was like 9 pounds. Teens, I don't have children. I don't know what that feels like. I have no idea. But 14 pounds is a lot to be coming out of a woman. I'm just saying. I mean, that's right. 2 babies at one time. Wow. That, you know, listen, that just shows you how much women go through to have kids. Wow. 14 pounds? That's a lot. That's really a lot, you know. Back to the music. Let's go. And I don't care. We'll talk about that. This is what am I gonna go with? Let's play Jamil Songbird Grown on the Grand Live Show. We're gonna play a couple songs now. Okay.
I wanna spend the night with you. I wanna do them things to you. But you acting real, real shy. Don't worry, baby, I don't buy. Let
Yeah, yeah.
Every single hey. Youngin' I was flexin'.
In a Benji, in the booth I got a twin with me. Finesse your girl with that belly poppy, but this right here the Prince Hill in me. Got a bad, she a Jersey girl, but she gon' feel like it's Sin City. I'm the old Drake and Lil Wayne, Kanye, Future Biggie with a Lil 50. Shawty sweating, she all over me, but I don't wanna like Professor Ogilvy. I'm a big and I hit it better. She gon' feel it all up in her ovaries. Call me Nick Cannon, keep the drums with me. All my down to get the funds with me. I'm the type that hit it in the bathtub, so she know I got the Rev run in me. I'm the one, I am the two, I am the three to the four and the five. The letter I is not included in the team, but you cannot spell win unless you use it now. My diamond turn the nigga to Fetty Wap. You stare at them too long, you might lose it now. My diamond turn the nigga to Fetty Wap. You stare at them too long, you might lose it now. Fly nigga in a Benji.
Swag it,
damn.
Youngin,
every since
a youngin, I was flexin'.
Fly nigga in a Benji.
Youngin,
swag it, swag it. Fly nigga in a Benji. In a Benji. Anything you hear me say, it's for real. Anything I get on, I kill. Supporters, they wanna see me get a deal. They see I'm grinding, and one day I will. Driving the whip with no hands on the wheel. Many niggas be watching, they hate on my grill. Whenever I walk, my hand on the steel. Cause you went where I'm from, and it can get real. No, I'm a dresser, I'm never lacking. Cause I got that heat, it don't get out of pocket. You the type nigga that be in the club when that money come out, it's a hole in your wallet. I'm about to make it, I told you I called it. Don't need a Spalding to say that I'm ballin'. Bitches, they love it when I'm in the gardens. They see me like, oh yeah, that's whatchamacallit. Niggas thought I wouldn't do it again. Rapping forever since I was like 10, talking that real I was doing it, did it in a minute, my verses don't cost you a bit. Running my city, I'm starting to label your music a libel, you telling the fable. I used to trap out that Mercury fable. I got to plug my connection like cable, let's get it.
Whoa, swag it, swag it, death. Every since the youngin, I was flexing. Whoa, death, boom. Since the youngin, swag it, swag it.
Fly again to Benji. Fly in a Benji. Fly in a Benji.
Every since the youngin, I was flexing, I was swaggin' in my slushy suit.
Fly in a Benji.
Every since the youngin, I was flexing.
I've been waiting for this one, baby. Let's go, Rob. Hey. Y'all niggas ain't ready.
My pocket's getting honk, trying to get this money. Tell me feeling funny. Well, baby, need a sunny. Ain't playing on me. You know I'm funny. Show me. And I'm trying to run the bomb. It back, back, back. Pockets getting hungry, all the time to get this money. Tell me feeling funny, but baby need this honey. Ain't playing on me, you know I'm funny. Show me to try to run the ball. Back, back, back.
Yes, who's back for round two? Uh-huh. Willin', dealin', and chillin' with my motherfucking crew.
Yeah.
It's me, Money G, and Kurt ENT.
Uh-huh.
We here to take the industry. You blind and can't see.
Yeah.
Me and my niggas kick it like my name is Sun Tzu.
Yeah.
You and your niggas bitchy like a slew of shit too.
Yeah.
You and your niggas tricky like the hoe in the group.
Uh-huh.
Man, these bitches itching to get close to the crew. See, Kurt gon' point you out. I put the 40 in your mouth and have G say a prayer before I blow your brains out.
Bang.
No doubt. See, me and my niggas, we all got clout running with mirror. Cold a little cutting in the crowd. It's best that when you in my town that you better wear your vest. Cause me and all my niggas don't play and don't test. You fuck around, get shot down and laid to rest. We have your mama crying, no lying, still I rest.
Pockets getting hungry, trying to get this money. Tell me feeling funny, well baby need a sunny. Ain't playing on me, you know it's funny. Show me, and I'm trying to run the bomb. It back, back, back. Pockets getting hungry, trying to get this money. Tell me feeling funny, well baby need a sunny. Ain't playing on me. Show me, you know it's when you show me to try to run the bomb.
Money G, the ghost right. Don't you ever try to run up on me. You know I keep the Nick Cannon with the drum on me. Make these lame niggas wild out. 100 rounds jumping in and out. I'm who you read about. Read about. I'm the bad guy laced with good intention. War pops off. Hammer out. Swinging for the fences. Woo! Not to mention I'm trying to ink a deal. Executive produce. Move. movies and I'm in the field. In the field. In the trenches with the steel with my bully gang. Bully gang. Bodyguard, make them prices boomerang. Boomerang. Never speaking in tongues like Tootie Tang. Trying to give me life, nigga. Jingling. Jingling.
Yes.
If I can't see it, then I don't need it.
Yes.
Niggas misled by this white Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
But I ain't falling for the okie doke. I'm from the show me stay, we get money or you was broke.
Pockets getting on, August trying to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me, you know it when they show me. They're trying to ride a bomb and bang, bang, bang. Pockets getting on, August trying to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me, you know it when they show me. They're trying to ride a bomb and bang, bang, bang.
Get this song done was easy as shit. And it was because I knew these people almost my whole life. And they got money. And they got money. Like the guy told me, stop doing shit with people that are great just like you. Because they're always going to think that you're trying to get them. Every time that I did something with people that were broke just like me, they always felt like I was trying to get there. And now I see totally where he was coming from. Because when I did that, when I did, or just deal with people that are on your vibe and what you're trying to do, accomplish things the same way. And listen, I'm not just talking to myself. I'm talking to everybody that's out there in this world, in this internet world, this Facebook blog talk world, this Live 360, the app that's listening. Deal with people that are on your level, your maturity, your mental status. Because if not, things get twisted. Things get misunderstood. Things, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you deal with people that are on your level. Yeah. Your mental status, your everything, because if not, things will go bad, sour, and things will get misunderstood. It's always happened, every time. Every while I'm thinking in my head of everything that I've accomplished, it's always been with people that were like-minded, like me, that were like-minded, all right? This, I don't know, it kind of like, what I'm about to speak on now, it kind of like tossed in between. So a woman got raped on the train here, or in Philly, I don't live in Philly anymore. I'm in the outskirts. Some lady got raped on the Philly train last week. Now, I don't see how that's possible. They got it on video. I don't know how it's possible that people were on the train. Was it people on the train? And watching. They were just watching. Did you see the video? I would have to see that video. It happened. But I don't understand. If I would have been on that train, we would have been fighting. I would have been fucking the dude up. What is wrong with people today? They're scared to say something, scared to stand up, scared to, like, what the fuck? Like, you're seeing a woman get raped on a train? So that means that every stop, there's new people getting on and off, and no one is saying nothing? And I'm pretty sure this woman didn't say, help, help me, please, and they're just going to stand there and just watch. This world is fucked up, yo. It's really fucked up. How are you going to sit there and watch a woman saying, help me? And I'm pretty sure you can tell she, because whatever this guy is doing to her, you can see that she needs help, because she doesn't want it done unless it was men on this train that has done this shit before to women, and they're just watching and laughing. It had to be a woman, like, I don't know. I don't believe that they put all the information on there for us to know. It made national news, but we'll see about it. Maybe I'm the first to speak about it, or someone just, I don't know. We'll see. 10 o'clock, I'm not going to hold y'all for long. I don't want to be on here too long because it's the first show. Make sure all artists, make sure you send music to BHIADTHESTENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. Make sure that you're sending an MP3 format. Make sure that you're sending all social media connections, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, whatever you got, so that we can check you out. YouTube, SoundCloud, you know, all of this stuff. We out this bitch, man. I love y'all. Y'all take care. Y'all keep some hurt, please. We out.